I'd actually told him, let's get divorced because I can't give you a child and you want a child so badly. So let's get divorced. And he said, you know what? No.
This is a Baby Brunch podcast. Welcome to another Baby Brunch podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Epimax Baby and Junior, our family, and is sponsored by Curaprox South Africa and supported by Jacaranda FM. Today's chat is about support. It's about a warrior. It's about a mom who decided that she wants to take her beauty and her talent and direct it into purpose. And Parent and Baby Brunch, we are chatting to Candace Williams today. But first, a big thank you to our support. Curaprox aims to create 1 billion healthy smiles. A healthy mouth means a healthy body and mind, creating better health for you. Great oral health starts from day one. It's never too early to start. Curaprox Baby gets your child on the right path of starting healthy oral care habits for life. This podcast is supported by Epimax, the dermatologist-recommended skincare range specifically formulated to hydrate, soothe, and protect. Whether it's dry skin, sensitive skin, or just everyday moisture, Epimax has a solution for everybody. Fragrance-free, hypoallergenic, and suitable for all ages. And the winner of Mrs. Universe South Africa 2025. Do you have the moment?
Yes, I do have it on my phone. Incredible moment. Like sometimes you actually forget that it actually happened, because in that moment you're actually keeping someone's hand. So it's just two people standing there and we were actually shivering. And she was telling me, you've got it. And I was telling her, no, the crown is yours. And then they just said, Candace Williams.
Candace Williams is joining us in studio. Yes, she is Mrs. Universe 2025. She's a mother, an IVF warrior, a founder of Raha Beauty Foundation. After many years of infertility, multiple failed IVF attempts, she has a testimony and she is supporting so many parents and parents-to-be. She gave birth to her miracle in 2020. He's five already.
He's five. So he was born in COVID, actually, May, like in the, when it was COVID.
In the heart.
In the heart of COVID.
In the heart of don't wear pluckies and shorts.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
When you are winning in life and you know that you can represent the world and South Africa as Mrs. Universe 2025, but there was a time when things didn't go your way.
And at that time, I was very angry with God. Like, I used to ask him, why me? Like, I always do good. I'm a good citizen. I always meant well when it comes to people. And I had the question. I do a lot of charity work. And there's a lot of mothers that throw away their babies daily, that goes for abortions. Why me? That was always my question. Why me? We can financially support a baby. So why is it so hard for us? But I got my answers. It's between the two of us.
Your life feels like it's filled with so many miracles.
It is. Like, I'm a walking miracle. Like, where I come from in Cape Town, this doesn't happen a lot. Like, I grew up in a colored community where this doesn't happen a lot. So I always say my life is a testimony and my husband's life.
Where did you grow up?
We grew up in Stellenbosch. I grew up in Stellenbosch, but in the Ridge. And he grew up in Pinel, like a small dorpie there in Stellenbosch. So a lot of colored don't make it out. Gangsterism. And yeah, so both our lives as testimonies of faith, I can say, and our parents continuing to work hard and pray for us.
When in your life did you first discover that something is wrong? Something is not working?
When it comes to infertility. So when we got married in 2017, I wanted to be a mother like immediately, but I was in the contraceptive like for 10 years. So when I was 18, I had my periods for about 3 months and my mother took me to the gynecologist like it was normal checkup. And he said, you know what, you need to go on the pill. Like, I had no yes or no, because I was 18, 19 that time. And he said, in order to get your periods regulated, we need to put you on a contraceptive, unfortunately. And I said, okay, it's fine with me. We can go on. But as soon as I left that contraceptive in 2017, it just went downhill.
So you couldn't fall pregnant?
I couldn't fall pregnant. And the doctors didn't know what was wrong that time. I went to specialist after specialist until I found out eventually what was wrong.
Do they ever get to the bottom of it, like what it was? Can we say it was because you were on the pill from an early age? Can one say it's your body? Can one say that this is how we were made?
Like, they never actually say it was because of the pill. So that was never the answer, like the pill. But the second gynecologist that I actually went to say, listen, you've got polycystic ovaries, you've got PCOS. And I said, okay, it's fine. But you can still fall pregnant with PCOS. Like, I still had the surgery for PCOS. And when they opened me up within that surgery, they said, actually, you've got endometriosis. And that spread to your fallopian tubes. So it was because of those growths in your tubes, because you need your fallopian tubes to conceive. That's when they found out only, okay, this is Candace's main problems. It's the fallopian tubes. It's not working.
A lot of the time when we talk about identity, and I happen to read books at the moment about how do we define who I am, right? I don't want other people to tell me. I want to know who I am, right? But in your biography, as part of like who you are, it states all of this. It states after several attempts and the removal of your fallopian tubes, you are a walking miracle because you were able to conceive. So take me back. You get married. You want to fall pregnant. There's no show.
There's no show. So when you 30, below 30, the gynecologist tell you you've got 6 months to fall pregnant until you declare infertile. So we waited our 6 months. We tried like any other couple. You know, you check your ovulations, and then there was months, obviously, when your period is late, and then you think, oh, it's you're pregnant now. But it never worked out. I went to my first gynecologist, actually, and I went for a scan, a sonar, a normal sonar, and she said, congratulations, you're pregnant. And I was like, okay, I'm going home. I need to tell my husband this. And we were so happy. But within 2 weeks, I got my period and I was bleeding and my husband was away for rugby. So I drove myself to the doctor, bleeding, thinking to myself, what's happening? Because I was just, congratulations, is it a miscarriage? What's happening? When I got to the doctor, they said, let's draw blood. And then my HCG levels showed I was never pregnant. So what was that on the scan? That was my question. That time I told myself, no. You need a second, third opinion. It can't just be that. And that gynae told me that time, you know what? Your last option is going to be adoption. And for my husband, that was never an option. So I was determined to find out like what's happening down there.
When you eventually got to accept that you are not going to have a baby, this is your journey. You are infertile. How did you get to the next step of saying this, it has to be possible? I need a miracle.
Like at the younger age, no one tells you about IVF. Like as soon as someone told me, listen, you're infertile, I went on Google and I searched and everything about IVF came up. But not like my mother told you, Candace, there's always IVF. The aunties doesn't know about IVF or what's going on with IVF. So that's when I knew IVF was for us, actually, because that was my last hope, a little bit of science and a lot of prayers. So when we went to a fertility specialist in Mpumalanga, she told us, no, there's still hope. You can still do IVF and conceive your own child. So that's when the light opened up. Like, hallelujah.
What gets you through a journey when you really feel like people around you has maybe let you down with information? And you were on this long journey of getting to know your body. And now the ultimate, having this little miracle. What gets you through that whole journey?
I'm a woman in Christ. I pray a lot. God is keeping me here. I'm a God-fearing woman. I always say I don't fear anyone. God's the only person I fear. So He gets me through everything. So I'm a prayer warrior.
Is that what got you through everything?
That's what got me through everything. That's what got me through everything, and for my husband. Like, before all of this, I was a Christian.
I was reading the Bible, going to church like any normal, but my faith was not there. But if I can tell you now, my faith is there. So it's a whole different journey for me now.
Now that you have your baby, what do you pray about?
I pray about baby number two. After this whole Mrs. Universe journey is done, I told Devin, we're making an appointment by the fertility clinic. So back in the day when we stayed in Nelspruit, there was no fertility clinic. So we had to drive all the way to Pretoria. Now we're staying in Pretoria. So now it's just across the road, our fertility clinic, actually. So when I'm done with this, I will still give my body another shot to go through IVF. I still have one more in me, but it's 5 years later. So that's my only worry. Like when you're above 35, your egg count goes down by 50%. So I'm scared to go, actually. But I think I'll be okay.
They say healing happens in God's time. And I'm going, I want it now. You know, we all want things in a much shorter space of time than what we are allowed to have it. What kept you patient that your reward is coming?
God's timing. I always believe God's timing is best. And patient is the key word here. I always believed. And you were very impatient. Remember IVF, it's a long process. You need to inject yourself every day, first of all. Then you need to go on hormone replacement. And afterwards, when they actually take out the eggs, they put together the sperm, and then we decided to freeze our embryos to give my body a break. And then you can actually implant. So it's not just like I'm going to wake up, implant tomorrow and be pregnant. Mm-hmm. So it took a whole 3 months for us. So God's timing, always perfect. Maybe I was not ready for a baby that time. I don't know. I can't answer that. But definitely his timing is the best. And I've got my little rascal.
How long was it from starting IVF to when you conceived and fell pregnant?
2.5 years. Mm-hmm. So we lost 6 children together from 2017 up until 2019, until I implanted. The last time I went to the IVF clinic, there was 3 embryos left. So I had 3 little babies left, and I decided, listen here, we're staying in Nelspruit. I don't want to drive up and down, put my body through this. And the doctor still asked, are you okay? Because it's 3 embryos you're implanting. You need to sign off because you 3 can split into 6. And I immediately said, it's fine, implant. If I'm meant to have 6 children, implant. And we implanted 3 babies the last time. And my son was the only one that survived. One of their hearts stopped at 12 weeks and the other one around about 7-9 weeks. And at that time, I needed to be strong for my son because he was a survivor. I could have gone to a corner and said, okay, 2 of them, I miscarried again. But there was still 1 strong heartbeat. My little miracle.
One of the reasons we brought Candace into the studio is because she's described as the face of fertility. Not the face of infertility. She is the face of fertility through all of that, you know. And I'm in my studio today, I'm lighting an imaginary candle for each of the babies, and I'm saying, wow, Candace, what makes you want to tell the story? I mean, most of us that's going through something we wanna cry. We want to stay in that emotion and feeling, and we want to be left alone. Mm-hmm. And don't ask me to share something because I'm not ready. There's some stuff that's happened to me that I'm not ready to share with the world. What gives you the courage?
I feel like sometimes I'm the voice of the voiceless. There's a lot of women going through this. Like a lot has reached out to me since I've started my journey of opening up about infertility. And you know what? Just to be their voice as well. Like, I also want people to stop asking you like it's a question like, you know, people, the older people, they don't understand what's IVF, what you're going through. Wanneer kom baba nommer 2? I get that a lot. My husband gets that a lot. But if it was so easy, baby number 2 would have been here. Like, and sometimes I just tell them God's timing. If it's meant for us, baby number two will be. If it's not, it's not. But you know what? I keep going. And I just want to show people that you can look okay on the outside, but still be broken in the inside. But that's what I'm saying. God will fix that brokenness. And it's his timing. And usually when I did an interview or a podcast, I usually started to shed tears. But for me, this is a path of growing. Like, I can speak about this without like starting to cry now.
Right.
Because it's been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
A journey of healing.
When you go through the process of IVF, trying for baby, God forbid losing baby, where does it hurt the most? Is it your mental health that suffers? Is it your heart that's sore? Is it your body that needs to recover?
Your body needs to recover. You pick up a lot of weight because of IVF medication, but it's also your mental health that's suffering. And it's also, you must remember, my husband is a quiet. He doesn't speak up. So he kept all of his emotions together because that's what he must do. Mm. He's a rugby player. Mm. Like,
yeah, they're strong. They must bry and do boy stuff, like keep it together. And
so I was the one that was breaking him down, and he was actually the one that kept the family together that time. And I think at when we first implanted two, so I implanted two and then three. And the first two, I actually told him, let's get divorced. Because I can't give you a child and you want a child so badly. So let's get divorced. And he said, you know what? No. Let's not get divorced. You, my person, whatever must happen, must happen. After rugby, we'll take our money and we'll go enjoy and travel life. That was his answer. And I said, okay, Lord, thank you. This is a sign. You've actually sent my husband. This is my person. So I'm grateful and thankful for my husband that's been there throughout my journey.
Complete my sentence. Infertility can
ruin your life.
Infertility can
make you as a person. And infertility is not there to break you. You just need someone that's going to stand behind you. I know a lot of marriages that failed because of infertility. But yeah, mine is still going strong.
What's your secret?
Communication and prayer. And my husband is not one to cry. I'm the crier in the family. But I always say, sometimes you need to cry. You need to let go of all of that that's trapped inside. And eventually he's letting go now. And he's also speaking up. So I'm happy for his part. And I wish he was here today to tell his side of the story.
As a public figure, right? And I'm talking about you. You're on stage. You win pageants. You win Miss Universe South Africa 2025. What makes it great for you to share your story as the face of fertility?
So Mrs. Universe actually gives you the platform to share my purpose. That's why I always say a lot of women entering pageants because they want the crown.
Mm.
We all want the crown.
But you needed something.
You needed a why in life.
Okay.
After your why, you need a purpose. And infertility was my why and my purpose. And that brought me the crown.
And it brought us together.
Exactly.
Tell me about the foundation. So I read about Rahab Beauty Foundation.
So you know, Rahab in the Bible, Rahab in the Bible. So that's how we started our foundation. I started with my partner, Alicia, who is and her husband also plays for the Bulls. So we met actually through the Bulls and we started
the foundation. Talking about the Bulls rugby team in case you're listening from other. So we have international guests. So we have a rugby team in the north of South Africa in Pretoria that's called the Bulls.
Yes. So our husbands played together and Alicia's just a little fiery
miracle,
person.
Yeah.
Like, and once I called her, I said, Alicia, let's go for a coffee. So Alicia deals with human trafficking victims a lot.
Sure.
I deal with abused women a lot because Mrs. Universe, you are activist for domestic abuse violence.
Mm.
So I deal with those a lot. And I said, let's go have a coffee. And when we had a coffee, I said, Alicia, let's start a foundation.
Mm.
And she immediately said, yes, I'm in.
And Raya Beauty Foundation was born in 2025, this year. So our main goal is to have a safe haven in Pretoria East for abused women and children and now human trafficking victims as well. So we can have a safe haven where we, where they can come and rehabilitation. We pay for everything for 3 months. And you, we also set you up with work opportunity to go out and you to find the skills. Because a lot of women that's being abused is not just people that's on the street.
Mm-mm.
It's people that's not financially able to support themselves. And that's why they're staying in abused marriages. So that's why we started the foundation. So anyone that's going through that, you can get in touch with us on Instagram, Facebook. We are here. We're willing to help.
I love that you're putting your hand up. We're going to put the details in our social media. We don't take this lightly. This is amazing.
Thank you.
I am so inspired that you're... You know, I listened to a song the other day. You know, sometimes you listen to things and you're like, ah, why did I? I was in the car on my way from the airport somewhere and I decided to listen to Kirk Franklin. And in it, it says, pain is part of the change.
Exactly.
And I was like, shut up. I don't want to hear this right now. And sometimes you think, why am I going through so much? Why is it so painful? And then something happens that turns it into a blessing for other people and for yourself. And it's part of the change. It's part of what gets you from infertile to fertile, from sadness to joy, you know, from not understanding why you were created to this amazing purpose that you have to carry a crown and a sash, but also to be there for so many other people. So we are so inspired and we really hope that this force that carries you, that you will keep on being carried so that you can help more people. And so that through this podcast as well, we will feel that we have the energy and the purpose to go out there and to say, I'm willing, you know, to put our hands up and to say we can too.
It's wonderful. Always turn pain into purpose. That's what I say. And this is a big purpose.
What is your last word to people who's listening to this podcast and watching this video?
I always tell people my son was conceived with a little bit of science and a whole lot of prayer, and my miracle baby is there. So always never ever give up. Thank you.
All the best for this month.
Thank you.
And we'll be celebrating with you when you bring home the crown as Mrs. Universe 2025. You're an inspiration for not just women, but all South Africans. And we look up to you and we're proud of you.
Thank you.
And all the Cape Townians listening to this podcast are going, oh my word, is that Candace? We're Candace, man. What's your master name?
Carol.
Carol's a kind.
Yeah.
Is Carol's a kind, but I'll be Lana's a podcaster. Yeah. And that is how we will end off. Ilana van Belville in Ravensmead, in Candace Williams and the Carol's a kind. From all the way from Stellenbosch. Which part?
Stellenbosch, like Ida's Valley.
Ik ken van Ida's Valley.
Nou ja, daar op, rijd je op bij de ridge.
Oeh, ik ken het bijna goed. Ja, nee. Als recht. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. A quick thanks to our support. This podcast is supported by Epimax, the dermatologist recommended skincare range specifically formulated to hydrate, soothe and protect. Whether it's dry skin, sensitive skin, or just everyday moisture, Epimax has a solution for everybody. Fragrance-free, hypoallergenic, and suitable for all ages. Curaprox aims to create 1 billion healthy smiles. A healthy mouth means a healthy body and mind, creating better health for you. Great oral health starts from day one. It's never too early to start. Curaprox Baby gets your child on the right path of starting healthy oral care habits for life.